known throughout most of the world as Vincent van Gogh, but in the United States, he's Vincent van Gogh. No matter how you pronounce his name, he's one of the most popular artists of all time. And at the Clark Institute in Williamstown, Massachusetts, an exhibit of 50 of his paintings is on exhibit in a show titled Van Gogh and Nature. One of the first works you see at Van Gogh and Nature is Wintergarten, a pen and brush and ink on paper done in 1883. In the midst of this somber, dark work is a figure in a black robe. It might be the symbol of death. The last painting is Rain au Vert, created in 1890. It's a sparse but colorful work with a powerful but peaceful energy. It was probably the last painting he created, as he died from a self-inflicted gun wound 2 weeks later. Van Gogh in Nature takes you on a journey that traces Van Gogh's growth as an aspiring artist to become one of the most revered artists who ever put paint on a canvas. The exhibit is a fascinating look at a painter whose work evokes a subliminal response that is almost primal in its need for the viewer to understand the working of a mind that is capable of mixing beauty with anguish within so many powerful images. Van Gogh in Nature is offered in six chronological sections: Holland, 1881 to 1885, Paris, 1886 to 1888, Provence, 1888 to 1890, Arles, 1888 to May 1889, Saint Remy, 1889 through May of 1890, Auvers, 1890. Each section is given its own background and color to suggest the mood of the work and the artist during that period. The linking theme of the exhibit is Van Gogh's love and obsession with nature. A stated purpose of the exhibit is to focus on, quote, the serious artist, not the mythic tortured painter of film and fiction, unquote. To a great extent, that goal is accomplished. The early sections of the exhibit reveal a man struggling to find his artistic vision. The exhibit wisely offers samplings of work by Monet, Rousseau, and some Japanese prints to show his influences. Most of the early pieces show a man who has talent, but is not unique. There are works like The Square, Saint-Pierre, Paris, that mimic Georges Seurat, and Entrance to the Public Gardens in Arles that was certainly influenced by his time spent with the artist Paul Gauguin. However, in a brilliant move, Van Gogh's The Sower is displayed next to Jean-François Millet's earlier version of The Sower, and you realize that though subjects and sometimes even styles might be the same, Van Gogh developed his own unique ability to make anything and everything seem new and different. This idea is supported by seminal works like Vase with Carnations and Other Flowers, and Still Life with a Bouquet of Daisies. They take typical still life subjects and show how Van Gogh established his own vocabulary when dealing with nature. Armed with this insight, the most exciting sections of the exhibit happen when the exhibits move to Arles and Saint-Rémy. There, Van Gogh expands his vision with works featuring olive gardens, olive groves, and olive trees. Most impressive is the barely controlled energy that explodes off the canvas with the Wheatfield series, culminating with Cypresses, a painting that seemingly fights to be restrained by the canvas. It's breathtaking. Finally, it all comes into focus at Auvers, where Van Gogh's genius takes on more introspection without loss of any vitality. The focal point is Rain au Vert, a sublime, evocative work that suggests Van Gogh was possibly headed for yet another breakthrough within his painting style. Rain au Vert is one of Van Gogh's most significant works, and it is shown near wheat fields with Reaper and green wheat fields. Taken together, they form a mini course on Van Gogh, who was at the height of his power while institutionalized in Auvers. With House at Auvers and other powerful paintings as an added bonus, this final section of the exhibit is alone worth the trip to the Clark to experience the show. The exhibit ends with Rain au Vert, but like Van Gogh's body of work, it is only a start. You have no choice but to re-enter the exhibit and take the journey once more. Because you know the end, this time, work that you might have taken for granted earlier has new insight, and even the minor pieces become significant. And isn't that what great art and great art exhibitions are all about? Make no mistake, Van Gogh in Nature is a great exhibit. Van Gogh in Nature is at the Clark Institute, 225 South Street in Williamstown, Mass. Through September 13th. For a complete schedule and ticket information, call 413-458-2303 or go to clarkart.edu. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.